What is up, y'all? This is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all who take a listen. First, before I get started, I just want to throw a shout out there for the Wade and Union family, Wade/Union family. That's Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Man, shout out to them, bro. So the reason why I'm saying shout out to them is because there was gay pride was going on down in Miami, and it just so happens that their son just told them that he identifies himself as being gay. Now, they weren't like the average black family who's like, oh, you can't be gay, or they think it's crazy, or this, that, or whatever. They embraced him, they said it's okay, and they supported him. They supported him for his decision to be what he feels like is his sexual orientation or whatever. Now, I know there's homophobia people out there who are like, oh no, he's only 10 years old, he doesn't know what he wants, or this or that. At a young age, you would know, like, you would know what your sexual preference is, because you would know who you like and who you don't like. Like, I mean, come on, let's be real. When we was 10, we were all freaky little 10-year-olds who didn't know... who knew more than what we were supposed to know. I mean, in this day and age, when you're exposed to so many different things, it's like Instagram does help you make that decision on who you want to be and stuff like that, or social media, or just the internet period, because you get to go and look at things that personally interest you. So, for those, cause I know there are going to be always be people who say that, oh, well, he's only so young, he doesn't know what he wants, or that's not the right way that they should have handled it, because they all went to Pride, and they all celebrated at Gay Pride, and that was dope, because like I said, the misconception of, like, the average black family, when someone says they're gay, everybody loses their shit, or everybody loses their mind, and he put that on front display. He's like, nah, I'm here to support, because... that's his decision, you know? And I just wanted to say shout out to y'all. And even Gabrielle Union, man, that's not even her child. And yet she's still, like, there for him, supporting him, and representing for him. And that's some beautiful shit. That's some beautiful shit right there. Now, I want to talk about this because it's kind of strange, kind of iffy. It's kind of like, what the fuck is to me? So, I'm personally ashamed to barely get wind of this topic probably like a week ago. There's a huge ass cyclone that hit down in South Africa, and it hit Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe, three different countries. And that cyclone, it was devastating. It left major damage. And the reason why I say that I'm ashamed is because this typhoon destroyed so much and killed so many people, while I was only aware of the Notre Dame fire that happened like a week ago that killed no one. The Notre Dame fire was all over the news because it was a historical monument in France. And as devastating as that was, because I do understand, yes, that's a historical monument, there was no news of this enormous damage that was going down in Southern Africa. Like, that's why I'm saying I'm ashamed, bro, because, like, you would think that social media, like, with the power that it does, would be super aware of that, and that shit would be passing around everywhere. And this has been going on since like a week to 2 weeks ago, bro. And I'm barely getting wind of this as of like probably like what? Wednesday. As of right now, the death toll was a total of 750 people. And there's more than 110 people, 110,000 people who now are placed in camps either because of injuries or because of misplacement due to the destruction of their homes. Why isn't this damage being talked about in mainstream media? Like, these are the type of things that, and this, it's interesting how the type of information that we get is you see the importance of it, like you blatantly see it. If y'all didn't know, or if y'all haven't heard, there's billionaires in France, and there's like also millions of companies out there that are trying to donate, make donations to be able to fix up the cathedral so fast. Like people are actually now asking, oh, like, where are these guys getting this money from? Or what, like, why is this that they're so fast to help out the cathedral, but then when it comes to actual poor people, like even in the country by itself, even just in that country, just in France, like they're more worried about the cathedral rather than helping the actual poor people out. But then also, not even that, there's other countries like the US, for instance. Like people in the US, Donald Trump supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, I didn't see anything that confirmed it. But it's, there's like supposedly Donald Trump has even donated money to it. It's crazy to me, man. It's crazy how the importance of certain event, like certain events like that, show how much people care about actual people. Cause it's devastating the amount of damage. Like y'all go search up on Google, just search up cyclone in Southern Africa or cyclone in Zimbabwe. You will see it. The damage is intense. It's crazy. Major companies are putting in money into building a historical monument when the death of hundreds of possibly thousands of people in Africa is being ignored, like on social media or just on in media, period. It's just crazy. I mean, but that just, but like I said, when you think about it, that puts things into a perspective of what the elitists think about Africa. The only way I was able to get this info was from a small exposed social media page I follow. Forgot exactly what page it was, but it's not like a mainstream website. It's not a mainstream source. But then I looked into it, and I'm like, damn, this is pretty bad. I just wanted to say my condolences to all the family members that are like all the shit that's going on out there, man. And you see, this is the reason why I need to get rich, because once I'm rich, I'll be able to help niggas. Like, cause that shit, I'm not South African, I'm West African, but still, I want to be able to impact the world in one type of, in one certain way. Not even just the world, like the world of Africa. Because there's power in Africa. That's just scary. The amount of damage this shit did is not to be played with. And lastly, what I want to talk about, man, why are we counting pockets? Why are we still counting pockets in 2019? So supposedly, Beyonce and Ari Beyonce and Ariana Grande, they were paid differently, according to a source, a reliable source. Don't even know where the reliable source is from, but people were upset that supposedly Ariana Grande got paid double the amount of what Beyonce had got paid from last year's Coachella. I'm not sure if it was last year or the year before. No, last year's Coachella. So supposedly Beyonce got paid $4 million while Ariana Grande got paid $8 million. That was fake news. It was false. They ended up actually did getting paid the same amount. But why are we so worried about what other people got paid, or like why what other people got negotiated to pay for? None of that money is gonna go towards me, or none of that money is gonna go towards my pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to stop worrying about how much other people get paid and worry about what we get, what our bank accounts look like, because my bank account looking dry right now. Like, like, you just gotta think about it. The hard work that someone puts in, that's not gonna get you paid. Unless you have a business, of course. And then shortly after the report, it's funny because then it came out saying that The Weeknd got paid more than both Ariana Grande and Beyonce. And I'm just like, yo, same shit. Why are we so concerned about what these artists are getting paid? These artists, they get paid and they spend it on themselves, their families, or in their investments or whatever they get into. They spend it their way. Why are we so worried about what they're getting paid? That shouldn't be news to us. Like, I just wanted to point that out, because again, that shit gets talked, like, nobody talks about this in the detail, like, or not even detail, but nobody talks about this in a serious way, that we gotta stop worrying about what other people have, because that shit does concern, like, mental health and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but, like, Coachella doesn't ever disclose the info of how much they pay the performers. And guess what? Performers, they negotiate their prices. They record, they negotiate how much they get paid. So if they feel like they're worth a certain amount, then they'll say that that's how much they're worth. If they don't believe that they're worth a certain amount, then that's what it is, man. Like, and the reason why I'm like more mad about it, because people were real life talking about, wow, this is white privilege at its finest and shit like that. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know, man. People wilding. Worry about yours. Don't worry about theirs. Well, anyways. That's all I had to say, y'all. That's all I had to say. So, and yeah, man, for any of y'all that have been wondering, like, for any of y'all that have been actually, like, trying to, like, they've been looking at me doing my trading and shit like that, and they have questions for me, don't be afraid to ask, man, because I'm going to start doing some free classes pretty soon, probably. Like, I don't know when exactly, but I've been, like, just thinking about doing, like, a free trial type of thing of my own. Like, my team did it, but now I want to do one of my own, so that I could show anybody who wants to know exactly what trading is, they could, like, we could all get on and y'all could see exactly what it is that I do, man, on this, because this is gonna be my main money maker right here. Like, it's easy stuff. You just got to stay disciplined and you just got to work hard for it, but it could make you healthy, because I'm seeing the results, and the results, I'm liking them. So, anyways, y'all, that's just about if you want to become, like, self-efficient, if you want to make your own money, if you don't want to have to work for somebody, but you don't know exactly what route you can go. This is a route that I'm showing that we can use to make this money. It's about this cryptocurrency. It's about Forex. Like, y'all got to get on this stuff, man, because it's a way out. You just gotta work hard for it. Nothing comes easy, but hey, hit me up if you wanna know. Anyways, this is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.